Consumers are set to pay more for petrol, for energy, and possibly even for their cars. Under new proposals being considered by the government, the Climate Change Minister, James Shaw, says he's looking at putting a tax on imported petrol cars and using that money to subsidise electric cars in a bid to bring down carbon emissions. A new draft discussion paper by the Productivity Commission says New Zealand is one of the worst emitters of carbon on a per-person basis, and it calls for a big shift from fossil fuels to clean energy. James Shaw told me a little earlier this morning that consumers can expect price rises if they don't convert their household energy or buy an electric car.
The whole point actually is to avoid those rising costs. And the point that the report makes overall is that if we start early and we're consistent about it over the course of the next 30 years, then we actually won't see those costs imposed on the economy. But if we kind of leave it any longer, then we are exposing ourselves to that risk.
OK, let's take them one by one, electricity and then petrol. If I'm just a consumer of electricity now, what changes are you asking me to make, and what would the penalties be if I did not?
Well, the report is recommending that we put a lot more emphasis on the emissions trading scheme, and that we start to send a price signal to people that they need to start moving towards renewables. So, you know, we know that there's a lot of technological changes occurring in the electricity sector, so the idea of having rooftop solar and battery and distributed generation is becoming a lot more feasible than it was even a couple of years ago. And so what the Productivity Commission is suggesting is that, you know, with a price signal, then, you know, that'll become a lot more attractive for people.
Okay, a price signal, does that mean that I would pay more for my normal power under the current electricity grid? Is that what you're talking about?
Under the current electricity grid, yes, you would, because we do still use gas and coal for some of our generation. Most of it's renewable, but there is a portion of which is still down to fossil fuels.
When could they expect that, Minister? When may that, what you call a price signal, they might call a price hike? And look, I respect the overall trajectory of what you're talking about here, but I'm just trying to get a flavour for consumers in terms of what and when they might expect that. When do you think that those rises may kick in?
Well, if we follow the Productivity Commission's modelling, then, you know, at the moment, a tonne of CO2 is $22, right? So that's the current price. What they're suggesting is that by 2030, so 12 years away, it would be around $30. But they're also suggesting that by the time we get to 2050, it could be $75. That's on the low side if we actually avoid, you know, we do everything and we make the switch. But if we don't, then they're actually suggesting that the price of a ton of CO2 could rise to, you know, $200 to $250. But
so
that's the kind of shock.
That's tenfold, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
That's tenfold. So would that mean that if you were to do nothing as a consumer, your electricity bill would rise tenfold? I mean, is it that simple, is it?
Well, not quite. What that's saying is if we do nothing as an economy, right? So if we continue to allow greenhouse gas emissions to increase and we don't invest in new technologies and we don't switch our car fleet and we don't change out how we do electricity, then yes, they're suggesting that, you know, there will be a bit of a shock to the economy. And, you know, a couple of weeks ago you had Westpac saying very much the same kind of thing, which is, you know, we can avoid these costs if we start now and we're consistent, but if we don't, then, you know, we're burdening ourselves later on.
And you run into a political problem here too, which is quite central to your own political parties ethos, which is the social justice and the environmental thing,
yes,
isn't it? Because, you know, you hit people who simply can't afford it and they have to pay more. They may well want to help the planet, but they can't afford to pay it. So what do you do there?
Yeah, actually the Productivity Commission has a chapter in their report on that transition as well. And that is something that we as a government are taking very seriously. So, we've been using this phrase just transitions quite a lot recently. And Megan Woods has that in a specific delegation. She's working with MB about how you manage that transition to ease that burden on people at the bottom of the pyramid.
Okay, let's use simple language here, though. Are you talking about giving people a tax break or a rebate or some sort of subsidy to help them pay those bills?
Yeah,
is that what you're talking about?
Effectively, it is that kind of thing. There are a range of options, and we haven't settled on anything in particular, but I guess that's the point of the report, right, is to say, well, you've got yourself a 30-year pathway here. You need to really start thinking about that stuff. And so it is on our work program, and there are some recommendations in the report that we hadn't considered yet, which, you know, we will now consider.
Sure. Let's talk about cars and petrol then. Again, same question. How much more and when?
Well, again, if you switch to a zero-emission vehicle, you know, an electric vehicle, for example, then you don't pay the price at the pump because you're not using fuel.
How much do they cost now to buy one of those? An electric car.
Yeah, well, you can get a second-hand Leaf for about $15,000, but a new car is very expensive, right? They're sort of $50,000 to $60,000. And you know, as you know, in this country, we will prefer to buy cheap second hands. And so what the report is talking about is a free bait system where, essentially we charge we put a levy on fossil fueled vehicles, and then you use that revenue to, subsidise electric vehicles.
That's interesting, isn't it? Are you receptive to that idea? Are you thinking about that?
Yeah, it's certainly something that we're interested. Julian Genta, who's the Associate Minister for Transport, has a specific work programme around, the electric vehicle switching.
Right, and let's be clear about this as well. So this means if I was to import just an ordinary car, I pay a lot more for that car. And you use that money to subsidise other people buying an electric car, right?
Yeah, that's what they're suggesting. And so it's revenue neutral to the government, but it equalises out across. And what we will know, right, is that electric vehicles are a lot cheaper to run because they're roughly about a third of the price per kilometre for the, electricity cost versus petrol. They're a lot cheaper to maintain because they've got fewer moving parts. But the upfront cost of the vehicle is prohibitive, and that's why we don't have, much greater uptake.
This would be a fascinating move. When may that come in? And I'm not saying that you're definitely going to do it because you're not saying that, but I mean, is this imminent? I mean, may we soon start charging people more to bring in traditional cars and then subsidising electric cars?
I honestly don't know the answer to that, Guy. I know that we're considering it as one of the options, but there's a lot of other options as well. We've already said that we're committed, for example, to shifting the public service fleet to electrics, and that'll help to stimulate the second-hand market because generally things stay in the company carpool for about 3 to 5 years and then they move into the second-hand fleet. So, there's a stack of options that we're looking at.
James Shaw there.